Good afternoon. The Education and Employment Committee will now come to order. Missy, please call the roll.
Chair Montanaro?
Here.
Vice Chair McLean? Committeeman Bendrabi?
Here.
Ranking Member Williams?
Here.
Representative Lupus?
Here.
Representative Harrington?
Here.
Representative Bell?
Here.
Representative Barrera?
Here.
Representative Bush? Representative Fine?
Here.
Representative Harding?
Here.
Representative Hawkins?
Here.
Representative Hinchovsky?
Here.
Representative Lamarca? Representative Maney? Representative Mariano?
Here.
Representative McCurdy?
Here.
Representative Morales?
Present.
Representative Trabulsi? Representative Tuck?
Here.
Representative Valdez?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Please remember to silence all electronic devices. Be recognized by the chair before addressing the committee or the presenters, and remember to push the microphone button after you have been recognized. Good afternoon, members. Today we have 13 bills on the agenda. We will have members coming and going throughout the meeting to present in other committees, so we'll be taking bills up out of order. It is my intention to get through all the bills on the committee and allow for those who have showed up to testify with an opportunity to be heard. With that, we will be taking up CS for HB 823 by Representative Tuck. You are recognized, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 823 amends the eligibility requirements of the Florida Post-Secondary Student Assistance Grant Program. This is a need-based program available to degree-seeking resident students who demonstrate a substantial financial need and are enrolled in eligible post-secondary institutions. The bill would amend the eligibility requirements to allow participation by Florida resident students who are attending an eligible nonprofit virtual post-secondary institution. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? There's one amendment. Representative Tuck, you're recognized to explain Amendment 150491.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last year, the legislature passed SB 1028 with language permitting students enrolled in a Florida-based aviation maintenance program to apply for FSAG funds. The intent is to fix an incongruence created by the department rule, and the intent of the language is to include all of these students in the bill passed last year. That is the amendment.
Are there questions on the amendment? Is there any public testimony on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Without objection, sure, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. We are in public testimony. Melissa Minton, Western Governors University, waves in support. And that is it for public testimony. Members, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Tuck, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupas?
Yes.
Bendrabi?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hinchovsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. By your vote, CS for HB 823 will be reported favorably. Next, let's take up CS for HB 573 by Rep. Snyder, Educator Certification Pathways for Veterans. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, and members of the committee. Here today to present House Bill 573, Educator Certification Pathways for Veterans. This bill would expand the very successful Troops to Teachers program by allowing active duty service members who served for 48 months of honorable active duty service and have at least 60 college credits to be eligible to take the test for a temporary teaching certification. Those individuals would then have 5 years to finish out the prescribed coursework set forth by the DOE to obtain their permanent certification. And Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you very much, Representative Snyder. Are there questions on the bill? Representative Morales, you're recognized for a question.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Representative Sitmore. Thank you for presenting this bill. We had a nice conversation yesterday about this bill, and I did bring up the subject that I wanted to know how the pathway will work, and I wanted to make sure that we can have this on the record that we want to work together on this to make it a smooth transition. That's my question.
You're recognized, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So speaking to the pathway, so right now, today, there are a variety of ways that an individual can become certified to teach in a Florida public school, whether that's a traditional public school or a charter school. Basically, right now, regardless of the degree major that you have, if you have a four-year degree, you can submit an application to the Department of Education to become a teacher. And based on the degree you have or the training that you have, they will be the ones who actually prescribe the pathway that leads to permanent certification. The first step is taking a subject knowledge test, which the DOE would issue a temporary certification. So what we're doing with this bill is basically lowering the initial barrier for our active duty veterans and giving them credit for the time that they've honorably served in the military, coupled with their college degrees, to get on that pathway, work with the DOE to finish out the coursework required to obtain their permanent certification.
Any other questions? Rep. Fine, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, and I hope this doesn't come across as snooty. But I'm just really curious what the logic was. Why, in terms of the GPA for college, a 2.5? Why not a 3.0 or something like that? Where did that 2.5 number come from?
Representative Snyder, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is the current temporary certification threshold. So any current degree, if you have a 2.5 from an accredited university, that makes you eligible to take the test to try and get your temporary certification in the state.
Thank you.
Do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, just yes. So whether you're a veteran or not, you're saying that's the current criteria.
You're okay. Right, thanks.
Thank you, yes, sir.
Thanks.
Yep.
Any other questions? All right, we have an amendment. Representative Snyder, you're recognized to explain Amendment 619-949.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment clarifies that the temporary certification pathway is only applicable to certificate programs which require a bachelor's degree. So a veteran could not try and apply for a temporary certification where a master's is required. It's only for programs where the bachelor's is the requirement.
Are there questions on the amendment? Is there any public testimony on the amendment? There is none. Is there debate on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Would that objection show the amendment is adopted? We are back on the bill as amended. Is there any public testimony on the main bill? There is. Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. And Edward Briggs, Charter School Leaders, waves in support. Robert Estalas, Department of Veterans Affairs, waves in support. William Helmick, Veterans of Foreign Wars, waves in support. Members, is there any debate? All right, seeing none, Representative Snyder, recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to quickly thank staff for all their hard work and help in getting this bill in the right posture. Thank you to Chair McLean and his work in some earlier committees, and especially the members of the Veterans Caucus. Appreciate their support. And my hope is that we can take the great strides that we've seen in the education field, raising those salaries, continue to recruit and retain top talent from individuals that transition from active duty service and continue to serve our communities here at home. And with that, I close.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative Snyder. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Ferrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hawkins? Hunchowski?
Yes.
Lamarcus?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Tobolsky?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for House Bill 573 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members.
Next, and since Gator Day was a couple days ago, we will take up the Deputy Leader's Bill, House Bill 277, Representative Clemens' music. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I'm sure that you're still congratulating and excited about the December 24th victory over the University of Florida, your Central Florida Knights.
29-17, sir.
29-17. It was their 50th win in as many as 5 years. I congratulate you for that those accolades on the gridiron.
And show the bill passes.
And that's the way you do it. Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to be here to present House Bill 277, Early Childhood Education, the Incentive Pilot Program. The only reason that we're here, Mr. Chairman, is to ask for an extension for a pilot program that was granted by this legislature, signed by the governor 3 years ago. But because of COVID, we're in need of no new money. We're in need of a 12-month extension to finish our pilot program to prove the premise that early childhood being exposed to music will enhance their learning skills all across the board. I can go through this, but I would just like to entertain questions if I could on this.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative. Representative Clemens, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments? There are none. Is there public testimony? Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate? Seeing none, Representative Clemens, you recognize the close.
Wave.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative Clemens. Misty, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunchowski?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Tobolsky?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill 277 will be reported favorably. Next, let's take up CS for House Bill 1515 by Representative Clemens, Education for Student Inmates. You are recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my 6 years, I've been excited about a lot of bills. This one, I can be very excited about, and it's so good to see co-sponsors of this bill on the committee today. House Bill 1515 relates to education for student inmates. Research has found that individuals who receive education while they're incarcerated reduces the risk of going back to jail. It improves the odds of obtaining employment, reducing the risk of all types of maladies that have to do with not having an education and a good job. This bill needs to.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments? Seeing no amendments, we'll now move into public testimony. Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. Lacey Hoffmeyer, Broward College, waves in support. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Liam McClay, Santa Fe College, waves in support. Members, we are in debate. Would anybody like to debate on this bill? Representative Bush, you're recognized in debate.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair, and my good friend for bringing this bill forth. As I said at the first stop of this bill is going to help a whole lot of young men who need an opportunity just to get a head start, and I believe that this is going to be the beginning of that head start. With that, I'm honored to be the co-prime of this bill, and I'm looking forward to voting on it.
Any other members wish to debate? All right, seeing none, Representative Clemens, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Briefly, a good job is the best social program one could have to support themselves and their families. Will stop generational poverty. It will lower crime. It will lower incarceration. If you support this bill, it's a first good step. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Clemens. Missy, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Ferreira?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunchofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabalsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill or CS for House Bill 1515 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next, let's take up CS for House Bill 461 by Representative Mello. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 461 allows students to apply their work hours as well as their volunteer hours toward the Florida Bright Future Scholarship Program. In creating a volunteer service requirement for the scholarships, we block some of the hardest working students who need this program the most. The kids who go to school and report to their jobs after the bell rings. Not everyone has the privilege of volunteering in lieu of earning a paycheck. This bill levels the playing field for young adults who have to work and provides them the opportunity to obtain scholarship funds for their secondary education. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Are there questions on the bill? Are there any amendments? There are none. Is there any public testimony? Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA waves in support. Thank you for being here. Is there a debate? Representative Mariano, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Representative, for bringing this great bill forward. Happy to work with you on this bill as it moves through the process. And just from personal experience, you know, I was an academic Bright Future Scholar, and I was very grateful for my scholarship. But it was a challenge for me to get my community service hours because me and my sister both, we worked our way through high school. You know, we worked part-time at a restaurant, a cheesesteak shop, best cheesesteaks in Florida, by the way, in Hudson. And, you know, with that time that I spent working 20 hours a week while I was still playing, you know, three varsity sports, and I had to find the time to work to be able to pay for, you know, car insurance and a car, you know, this would have really helped me be able to do that. And there are many students that are in much more dire need than I was. And so I think this is a great opportunity to be able to help our students achieve higher education and not have any barriers to entry because of the fact that they have to work their way through high school. So thank you for bringing this great bill.
Any other members wishing to debate? Representative Mello, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair, and I am pleased to have a co-prime sponsor, and I'd like her to close, Representative Valdez.
Thank you very
much. You're recognized.
Thank you very much, Rep. Mello, for bringing this bill and allowing me to be your prime co-sponsor on this very important bill. You see, we owe our students nothing less than to try and have a world-class education. And sometimes what occurs is that because of the inability to provide the community service hours that the students need in order to qualify for the maximum benefit of Bright Futures, they really do not have that opportunity. And then they wind up having lots of student debt, student loan debt afterwards. You know, I connect with Representative Mariano in this because I truly understand the need that some of our students have to have in order to help put food on the table. And in these past couple of years, with this pandemic that we're all going through, a lot of the volunteer opportunities for our students have not been there. So, of course, they lose out on this opportunity. So this is an opportunity to help all of our students succeed and remove those barriers that impede our students to get the maximum benefit of Bright Futures. So, again, you know, a lot of these young folks are those that are very active in their communities and are going to be really good residents, citizens of our state of Florida. And I believe that giving them this opportunity to take advantage of bright futures in the way it was intended will be worth our while. And again, thank you, Representative Mello, for your vision, for your desire to help these youngsters be able to reach another American dream of obtaining a world-class education that we have. So, committee members, I humbly ask for your support and in this bill. And with that, Mr. Chair, I close.
Thank you very much, Representative Valdez. Ms. He, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunchofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McClain?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 461 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, members, let's take up CS for HB 703 by Representative Garrison. And Representative, I understand you have some special guests in the audience, if you would like to introduce them.
I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. My favorite teacher in Florida, my wife, Gail, and math was never my specialty, of her AP government students from St. John's Country Day School are here, so I want to thank them all for being, and one of us is my daughter, so. My favorite teacher.
Thank you all very much for being here. And since there are AP government students.
Correct.
The pressure is on.
It's on you more than me, I think, Mr. Chairman.
I'm not the one presenting the bill. With that, you are recognized, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Members, this bill seeks to ensure the Florida Sunshine Laws allow our public universities and state colleges to attract the deepest, most qualified, and diverse group of applicants to serve in the role of president. It creates an exemption to our public records and open meeting laws for personal identifying information of presidential applicants and creates requirements that any portion of BOT meetings occurring in the shade be on the record, recorded in their entirety, and that any portion of meetings establishing applicant qualifications or a salary range take place in the sunshine. As with all public record exemptions, it would be subject to the Open Government Sunset Review Act and would stand to be repealed in 5 years unless reenacted. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill, and there is an amendment.
Thank you very much, Representative Garrison. There is an amendment. You are recognized to explain Amendment 418591.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment conforms the House bill with the Senate bill that's passed off the Senate floor a couple days ago. It changes the minimum disclosure period of the finalist group from 14 days to 21 days. And also confirms that the age, race, and gender of all applicants are not to be considered personal identifying information, and as such are to be considered public record. That's the amendment.
Are there questions on the amendment? All right, seeing none, is there any public testimony on the amendment? There is none. Is there debate on the amendment? There is none. Representative Garrison, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Close. Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Are there any objections on the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended, and there is some public testimony. Dr. Leanne D. Ryan, and I apologize on your name, or my mispronunciation of your name. United Florida faculty waves in opposition. And that's it for public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Does anybody like to debate on this bill? Representative Lamarca.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative, appreciate you telling us about your bill, but it's clearly married up, so I'm going to support the bill.
So true.
Representative McCurdy, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Garrison. I voted no against this bill in this last committee stop, but I'm happy, thanks to the amendment, for the increase from 14 to 21 days. I'm going to be up on this bill today.
Any Any other members like to debate? Or Representative Mariano, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Representative, for bringing this great bill forward. This is going to be a great way to attract the best and brightest talent for our universities, and just appreciate you bringing this bill and working it through the process, and hopefully this year it'll meet the finish line.
Vice Chair McClain, you are recognized in debate, or since you're a little slow today, we can go back into questions if you'd like.
Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, I would like to ask a couple questions, if that would be okay.
Yes, sir. Since his family's in the audience, let's take it back a little bit to some questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Garrison, thank you for bringing this bill forward. I do have a couple questions. However, my line of questioning now I'm a little concerned about, because you started out with you're not very good at math. And my questions were going to center around, can you tell us how many state universities there are?
May I be reckoned?
You are recognized, Representative.
Yeah. There are, Mr. Chairman, or Representative, there are a dozen state universities in the state of Florida. I'd like to read them off to you, actually, now that you bring it up.
You'd have to ask the chair if you're allowed to do that.
I think I'm allowed. That'd be Florida A&M, Florida Atlantic, Florida Gulf Coast, Florida International, Florida Poly, Florida State, New College of Florida, UCF, UF, UNF, USF, University of West Florida. And just ironically, those happen to be the 12 institutions, all of whom board chairs have signed a letter in support of this great bill.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman. Okay.
If you really want to.
Oh, I do. I do.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, and then how many Florida College System institutions are there? And I'll answer that for you if you want me to, because I know the answer.
You're recognized, Representative, if you would like to continue to school my vice chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'm more of a university guy, so I'll defer to my good friend from.
It's 28.
You're
28. And then one more question. So on your list of universities, can you name the one that is mentioned in this committee more than any other university in the entire system?
You're recognized.
And just remember, it probably gets you a free pass if you know the right answer.
You're
from the chairman.
Go Knights.
Charge on. All right, we are on to debate. Would anybody like to debate on this very good bill? Vice Chair McClain, if you want to continue.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to, Representative Garrison, this is a great bill. I was impressed that you knew all the university system, had them down, and certainly the Florida College system's much bigger. But more impressive is that you knew Go Knights.
Anybody else like to debate? All right, seeing none. I'm sorry. Representative Tribolsi, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would have to agree that although we think the world of you, you did marry up. But I didn't really recall you giving your daughter enough accolades for being here today. And I just wanted to mention that she was like, and my daughter. Now, I was a little disappointed in that.
Saving it for close.
On that note, it sounds like you need to go to the jewelry store after committee today to buy your daughter and your wife some presents. With that, you are recognized to close on this very good bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members. And it's good to show the youth of Florida that bipartisan hazing is still alive and well in the state of Florida. In all seriousness, I do want to thank the members of the committee for your continued engagement on this bill. Obviously, we've seen it a number of years, and like you, Representative Mariano, I do hope this is the year we get across the finish line. I would be remiss, even though he's not on this committee, if I didn't thank my friend and colleague, Representative Alexander, for his work with me on this bill to get it into a posture that hopefully will carry strong bipartisan support around the chamber. So, Representative Alexander, if you're watching, I want to tell you thank you for that. And lastly, just although we are having a good time with it, it is a good reminder, whether we're talking about bright futures just a few moments ago or our university system, these kids that are sitting out here that have worked really hard and are looking forward
with a lot of hope and anticipation to their time in university. It's a lot to be said for what we've done at the university and state college system in the state of Florida. We should be extraordinarily proud of it, not just the rankings that we have across the board, not just what we've done with preeminence, but the fact we've kept it affordable for all Floridians. And this is why we do it. And so with that, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you very much, Representative Garrison. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Guerrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes. Maney?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabolsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
No.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 703 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members.
And thank you, Mrs. Garrison and students, for being here. Hopefully the representative takes y'all somewhere nice to eat tonight. Next, let's take up CS for HB 599, Representative Casillo.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, committee members. I'd like to thank you for hearing this good bill. This goes with the upgrades to education facilities as emergency shelters. Right now, 97% of our emergency shelters are K through 12 schools, but only about 100 of them have solar storage systems. This is a problem when disaster strikes. Our shelter should have the ability to keep the lights on. This bill simply waives the per student cap for investments under $2 million for upgrades necessary for an area to be designated as an enhanced hurricane protection area. Eligible upgrades include electrical and standby emergency power systems, renewable energy source devices, energy storage devices. Nothing is mandatory. These changes will be optional at the school district level. All costs associated with the upgrades must be consistent with the prevailing market cost. This is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Representative Casillo. I just have one quick question for you. Have you ever presented in our committee before?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
I think I have. So.
I have a follow-up question, since this is the Education Committee. What is your favorite college or university in our wonderful state?
Go Knights.
Any members have any follow-up questions on the reps bill? All right. Well, I guess we're going to let them off easy. There are no amendments on this good bill. Is there any public testimony? Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Damian Jane, Miami-Dade County Public Schools, waves in support. Thank you for being here. David Cullen, Sierra Club, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Jackson Oberlink, the Clio Institute, waves in support. Thank you for being here. We're in debate. Anybody that would like to debate? All right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Ranking Member Williams, recognized.
Thank you very much. I want to say thank you for bringing this good bill. This just shows the partnership, how our taxpayers' money is working for two purposes. You have a school for a hurricane shelter, and you also have it for education. So thank you very much for thinking outside the box with this good bill. Thank you.
Any other members that would like to debate? All right, seeing none, Representative Casillo, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to give a little special thanks to Chair Fine. This bill went through his committee at the first stop, and he helped me put it in this posture to make it a little bit easier going through the system. So I personally thank him for that. And with that, I close, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Representative Casillo. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Guerrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunchowski?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill or CS for House Bill 599 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, committee.
Thank you. Next, let's take up CS for HB 991, Representative Schoaf. You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the number one question asked by companies looking to relocate or expand their businesses here in Florida is, where is the trained workforce coming from that will enable us to sustain and expand our current viability and future growth? This bill provides a tool for state and technical colleges to help rebuild and expand Florida's trained workforce. This bill enables Florida's colleges to more effectively adapt to the characteristics of a modern and mobile workforce, ensuring that Florida remains competitive in the talent recruitment marketplace, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Schoaf. Are there questions on the bill? Representative Fine, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I've spoken with Representative Schoaf about a number of these things, but I do think it's important to ask, how exactly does the bill address this challenge? Like, what is the specific, you know, tool that you're proposing to do?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill will allow in-state colleges to provide, state colleges to provide in-state tuition to out-of-state students only in the careers that are in high demand, high wage, that are identified by the Estimating Conference and the Credential Review Committee, which were part of 1507 that we passed last year.
Okay. You have a follow-up?
Yes, I have a couple.
Y'all can go back and forth if you have a series.
Thank you. So. Are you aware that the difference between in-state tuition and out-of-state tuition is in-state tuition is heavily subsidized by the taxpayer, and out-of-state tuition is basically they're paying what it costs to educate them?
Yes, absolutely. And that brings us to why this is so important. When we have industries that are crying for new employees and more employees to help them grow, I believe it is our job to help them with that. It's critical to continue to grow our economy and to provide great careers for Floridians. Also, it's so important to provide these opportunities to our kids that may not otherwise be able to afford to get into one of these careers.
Okay. Thank you. And I note, if they're out of state, they're not sort of our kids. But my question is what assurances do you have that someone coming from out of state, particularly maybe they live in one of the border areas, right, comes to our state college, gets a degree from us that can cost the taxpayers. I was chair of this a couple years ago, but on the university side, it was about $30,000 on average of subsidy apiece. So let's say it's half that, $15,000. What assurances do we have that when these people who are not Florida residents come to Florida to learn about these high-need positions? They're probably high-need where they come from, too. What assurances do we have that they'll not take that education that we paid for and then go home?
This bill does not address that specific concern, but it is an excellent concern, and I look forward to working with you between now and the next stop, which would be the floor, to come up with a creative solution.
Right. So that'll be my last follow-up. So would you be open, just here's the broad idea, to a concept that requires someone, anyone can still come and pay out-of-state tuition if they're out of state, but if someone's coming from out of state and wants the taxpayers of the state of Florida to pay $10,000 plus to subsidize their degree, that person commits to stay in Florida after they get that degree. You'll work with me on that?
Representative, I am always open to a fine amendment.
Okay, thank you.
And any other questions? Representative Hunchowski.
Thank you, Chair. And Representative, I just have one question. Will this increase the number of out-of-state students in our system?
You're recognized.
I would hope so. That's the intent, is to bring more of the best and brightest into the state and hope that they're able to enjoy living in Florida the way that we do, and hopefully stay here. We, here in the state of Florida, we often have a problem with our students leaving for college in other areas and not coming home. And we're able now to try and bring students into Florida, and hopefully the best and brightest get to stay here.
You're recognized for follow-up.
Thank you, Chair. I guess my concern with that is there are students who are here who would like to go to these colleges as well. So my question is there a way we can do that this wouldn't increase the out-of-state student cap?
You're recognized.
We addressed that, maybe not to your satisfaction, and I'd be happy to work with you as well, but in the bill it does state that the colleges must prioritize Florida students when it comes to enrollment. We're really focusing here on programs, let's say a nursing program that may be at 50% capacity, and we can't find enough students to join this program. Now these colleges are able to go out and recruit in other states and bring in to fill those classrooms, which in the end, I believe, makes our education system more efficient.
Any other questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. We'll now move into public testimony. Lacey Hoffmeyer, Broward College, waves in support. Marty Coley, Gulf Coast State College Foundation, waves in support. Members, is there debate? Representative Fine in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to vote no today because I have a number of concerns, some I've shared here and some I haven't. But I think this issue that we've talked about, frankly, is the difference between what I think would be a terrible idea and what could be a great idea. We, a number of years ago, actually most of you here voted for something to actually make it easier for people to go to State College, Floridians. We changed the Bright Futures scholarship to allow the lower level of Bright Futures to get 100% payment if they go to a state college. So we increased the number of our best kids who wanted to go to state college. And that's great, and we should be okay with people from out of state coming in too. But if we're going to subsidize them, if the taxpayers are going to invest in them, we can't have them run away. And by the way, this is an issue that we have today. I remember when I had an idea to allow people to take their Bright Future scholarships out of state, which is something I would like to do in the future, with the requirement that they come back after they go to an MIT or a Stanford, for those students who could do that. When I met with the university presidents, they said this was a problem right now. Students, Floridians, would get their degrees and then leave. So if that's already a problem, we probably don't want to make it worse. But despite the fact that I'm going to vote no today, I appreciate your commitment. I think if we can use these colleges as a magnet to get more nurses, and then they're here, I think this goes from a bad idea, potentially with some other changes, to a really great idea. And so I'm optimistic that we'll get this there.
Representative Lamarca, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm going to support your bill today, and I would have some of the similar concerns that Representative Fine has. And I guess my concern is that we want to make sure we identify what specific high-need jobs there are and figure out a way to incentivize them to stay here. That is a concern. We don't want to train the best and brightest and then send them back to someplace else, but I'm supportive to keep moving it forward.
Representative Mariano.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Rep, for the bill. I echo Representative Fine's concerns. I think looking at something where you can put a five-year requirement they must stay and work in Florida, I think that'd be a really great step in trying to improve the bill. So I'll support you today, and hopefully we can work together in the future.
Any other members in debate? Seeing none, Representative Schofield, you're recognized, and to close.
Thank you all for the comments. It's great ideas. Look forward to working together to solve those concerns. This bill allows our college system the option of offering in-state tuition. These are students that will come here and hopefully stay. They will bring a net gain all the way around for our state, for our employers, and for our communities. I believe this is a great first step to get us there, and I would appreciate your support in moving this forward.
Thank you, Representative Schoaf. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalufas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
No.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Thank you. By your vote, CS for House Bill 991 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, let's take up House Bill 395 by Representative Barrero, Victims of Communism Day. You are recognized to present your bill.
I have over here my prime co-sponsor, who I've asked to do the closing. It's my greatest honor to be able to represent so many victims of communism from our district and from the state of Florida, so many who have suffered, many of them we know, many of them who have specifically fled to Florida as a safe haven, and so many of them who are genuinely concerned. They said, we want people to remember. We wish we could tell our stories. And I've been told so many times, what can we do to fight communism in our countries, from Cuba, from Venezuela, even from Vietnam and from China? And I tell them, look, one thing we can do is to tell your stories and to preserve freedom here. And so what we're doing is telling the true stories of communism. Victims of Communism Day memorializes and honors the 100 million people who have died and fallen victim to communism over the last 100 years, and make sure that there's a special observance on November 7th, the anniversary of the first institution of communism, and it makes sure that high school students have 45 minutes of instruction on communism, and it uses examples from Cambodia, from China, from Venezuela, and so forth. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? There is one amendment. Representative Barrera, you recognize to explain Amendment 479891.
Mr. Chairman, this amendment requires the Department of Education to adopt its social studies standards in time for the implementation of this bill.
Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there public testimony on the amendment? There is none. Is there debate on the amendment? There is none. Representative Barrera, you recognize close on your amendment?
I'm going to allow my prime co-sponsor to close.
On the amendment?
Oh, not on the amendment. Close on the amendment.
You want to waive close on the amendment?
Yes, waive close.
Okay. Are there objections on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. We're in public testimony. Christian Camara, who is representing himself, you're recognized. Welcome. And feel free to say go Knights, too, while you're up there.
Go Knights. Now that that's out of the way, you know, it gives me personal satisfaction to be up here speaking in favor of this bill because Representative Rizzo is a personal friend of mine, and I was raised in his district. And back in the 80s and 90s, when I was attending school down there, you know, I learned about the horrors of the Holocaust and slavery and apartheid and Jim Crow and segregation. And it's important to teach those things, to keep those things in the past, okay? And the sacrifices that it took to bring an end to those things and defeat those evil things. But Victims of Communism is different because it's not just in the past. He mentioned 100 million victims of communism in the 20th century. But all the past atrocities that I learned about in the 80s and 90s, genocide, starvation, slavery, concentration camps, inequality, apartheid, repression are happening today in communist countries almost exclusively. And it's happening as far away as a few thousand miles in China by the hosts of the Olympics, disgracefully enough, and as close to us as 90 miles away. So I think that this bill is very important. I thank you very much to Representatives Barrero and Rizzo for bringing it up. And I support, and I encourage you to support this very good bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Members in debate. Members in debate? Representative Pine, you're recognized.
Yeah, I just wanted to, my aide is actually upstairs watching, and so I'm saying this for her. Many of you may know my aide's from Russia. She became a citizen April 19th of last year, and she is a victim of communism, and she told me she'd quit if I didn't vote for your bill. So I'll proudly vote for it today.
In debate, members. Representative Barrero, you're recognized to close, or Representative Brizzo, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I really want to thank the sponsor of this bill who brought it up last year, and it passed unanimously off the floor. It was a great bill then, and it's an even better bill now. A few weeks ago, we were in committee, and we presented this bill, and it passed unanimously. And a local Latin television station from back home in Miami-Dade asked to interview us. And we did. We gave the interview. And there was another local affiliate there. And the reporter knows us and came over and looked at us and said, "Hey, what's going on?" And we told her, said, "This is victims of communism." "Oh, well, I thought it was something else." I said, why do you answer that way?" She said, "Well, I mean, come on, victims of communism? Show me a victim of communism. Look at everyone." I thought that was rather crass, because we come from Miami-Dade County, where we have the largest population in the state of Florida, but we also have the largest population of refugees, of people who have left a country, people who have been victims of communism or have been touched and impacted by communism. You know, if your name is Rizzo or Barrero or Valdez, we grew up with it. We know it. We hear the stories. You heard from someone whose last name is Camara. We run into people all the time whose surnames are Russian. We all know and love one whose last name is Mizgriev, who also had to leave. One of our brothers, Zika, fled a communist country as a young adult. That's tough. So there are those that are affected too that you wouldn't even think. Right on this committee, Representative Fine has family. His ancestry has been touched. Representative Hunchofsky, Representative Tuck, Representative Lamarca. You even have those who spent years training to protect the Western world from the onslaught and the march of a communist army against or over Europe. And that would be General Maney. So communism has touched people in all of our lives, and tangentially, all of you in every single one of your districts in Florida. You know, it really doesn't matter if those victims were behind an Iron Curtain or a Great Wall, behind a very dense Congolese rainforest, or across 90 miles of Florida Straits. For the last 100 years, 100 million have been victims. And that victimization continues today. And what we want to do is to educate our youth that that still exists, and to just honor those people. And with that, I close. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Rizzo. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins? Hunchofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Dada?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McLean?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Tribolsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes. C.
Williams? Chair Latvala?
Yes. By your vote, House Bill 395 will be reported favorably. Very well done, gentlemen. Congratulations.
And even though I'm a Cane and a Golden Panther, go Knights.
Well, that's because UCF's better than Miami. We all know that. We have one. But congratulations nonetheless. Yeah, Representative Burrow, let's take up House Bill 7059, Campus Emergency. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 7059, this bill saves from repeal the public record and public meeting exemption for a campus emergency response of a public post-secondary educational institution. That is a bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? There are no amendments. Is there public testimony? There is none. Is there debate? There is none. Representative Barrera, you're recognized to close. Waiving close. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine? Yes. Harding? Hawkins? Hunshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McClain?
Yes.
McCurdy?
Yes.
Morales?
Yes.
Trabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, House Bill 7059 will be reported favorably. Next, let's take up Representative Arrington's CS for House Bill 229. You are recognized.
Chairman, may I present from my seat, or would you prefer I present from the podium?
Whichever you prefer. This is the bill, I believe, that you presented twice last year.
Absolutely.
So this year, the goal is for you to only have to present it once. Whichever you prefer.
Okay, I thought that was maybe a hint. But no. All right. Thank you, Chair Latvala, Vice Chair McClain, Democrat Ranking Member Williams, and members of the committee. Today, I come before you again requesting your support for CS for HB 229 regarding guidance services on academic and career planning, which you might remember hearing last session as it passed through this committee unanimously, and I was hazed. CS for HB 229 would require middle grade students' current personalized academic and career plan to include information on the career and technical education graduation pathway options and work-based learning opportunities, including internships and pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship programs. Additionally, it would expand the current annual school district parental notification on high school acceleration options, which include dual enrollment and AP opportunities, to now include notification to the students and for the info to be presented in a language understandable to students and parents. Should this legislation pass, the annual notification would now include career and professional academic opportunities and themed courses, the career and technical education pathway option to earn a standard high school diploma, and work-based learning opportunities, including internship and apprenticeship and pre-apprenticeship programs. I'd like to add that the analysis for this legislation mentions that it does not appear to have fiscal impact. It just expands and improves the current notification to be modernized and in line with Florida and our need for matching our students to workforce training and opportunities besides a traditional four-year university. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for adding it to the agenda, and go Knights.
That is a wonderful presentation. Members, are there any questions on this bill? All right, seeing none, are there amendments? There are none. Are there any appearance cards? Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Carol Bowen, Associated Builders and Contractors, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Chris Dawson, Florida Roofing and Sheet Metal Contractors Association, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Is there a debate? Representative Arrington, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Chairman. I will waive close.
Thank you. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade?
Yes.
Arrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Harding. Hawkins. Panchowski.
Yes.
Lamarca.
Yes.
Maney.
Yes.
Mariano.
Yes.
McLean.
Yes.
McCurdy.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Trabulsi.
Yes.
Tuck.
Yes.
Valdez.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Chair Latvala.
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for HB 229 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, let's take up CS for HB 899. Representative Hunchowski, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair Latvala, members of the committee, for allowing me to present House Bill 899, Mental Health of Students. What this bill does is it requires charter schools to also collect Baker Act information. All the information needs to be turned over to DCEF by July 1st. And it additionally requires that any students who are accessing behavioral health services at the schools, that their families and or caregivers are made aware of the services that are available to them, either at the school or in the community, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hunchowski. Are there questions? Representative Maney, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only question I have is the state contracts with University of South Florida to accumulate Baker Act data. How does your bill contemplate sending the information first to DCF and then DCF sending it to University of South Florida?
You are recognized.
This is just, so last session it was put in that it has to also go to DCF, and it was not included that charter schools and the public schools had to transmit it by a certain date. So all it's adding is that it has to be by July 1st. It's not changing anything.
Do you have a follow-up?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah, but the question is, since the state contracts with USF to accumulate and analyze data, are you going to have the information ultimately sent to USF or simultaneously sent, or it's just going to go to DCF and die in a closet, or what's happening?
Representative Hunchowski, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know which direction it goes, but I'll double check to make sure it's going. I would assume it's being collected, but I will double check and make sure it is.
Absolutely. Any other questions? There is an amendment. Representative Hunchowski, you're recognized to explain Amendment 616027.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment will require that each school district identify a mental health coordinator who will serve as the main point of contact for the school district student mental health programs, and establishes some of the coordinator's responsibility, which is that they should coordinate with the Office of Safe Schools, coordinate with the school district school safety specialist regarding threat assessment teams. They should maintain records and oversight of reporting required by the mental health assistance allocation, review of school district student mental health program policies at least annually for compliance with state law, and facilitation of school district implementation of student mental health program policies. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Are there questions? Is there any public testimony on the amendment? There is none. Is there debate? Representative Hunchowski, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close, Chair.
Are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, show the amendment. It is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. We will move into public testimony. Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA. Waves and supports. Damian Jane, Miami-Dade Public Schools, waves and supports. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves and support. Dr. Danielle Thomas, FSBA, waves and supports. And just for the record, Doctor, where did you attend school?
UCF, go next.
Thank you very much. Members, is there debate? All right, seeing none, Representative Hunchowski, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to continue with the theme of the day, go Knights. And with that, I waive close.
Very well done. Thank you, Representative Hrabowski. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas. Andrade.
Yes.
Arrington.
Yes.
Bell.
Yes.
Guerrero.
Yes.
Bush.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Harding. Hawkins. Hanshofsky.
Yes.
Lamarca.
Yes.
Maney.
Yes, go Knights.
Mariano. Yes. McLean.
Yes.
McCurdy.
Yes.
Morales.
Yes.
Trabolsi.
Yes.
Tuck.
Yes.
Valdez.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Chair Latvala.
Yes, members, by your vote, House Bill 899 will be reported favorably. We have one more bill that we need to get to, but we will be standing in informal recess until that member gets here. Yes, Representative Bush.
Okay, Mr. Chair, if it's in order, I would like to recognize my intern, who is a student at Florida A&M University. His name is Mr. Kendall Gaines, and he is studying business, and I have him sitting in the committee today, so if we can recognize him, that, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Stand up, be recognized. Welcome.
And his mother was my intern back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I have one question for you, Representative. Have you asked him why he didn't go to UCF? We will be in informal recess until that member gets here. Thank you. The Education and Employment Committee will now come to order. Missy, please call the roll.
Chair Latvala.
Here.
Vice Chair McClain.
Here.
Committee Whip Andrade.
Here.
Ranking Member Williams. Representative Alupas.
Here.
Arrington.
Here.
Bell.
Here.
Guerrero.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Fine.
Here.
Harding. Hawkins.
Here.
Hanshofsky.
Here.
Lamarca.
Here.
Maney.
Here.
Mariano.
Here.
McCurdy. Morales.
Present.
Trabolsi.
Here.
Tuck.
Here.
Valdez.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Let the record show that a quorum is present. We will now take up CS for CS for House Bill 1421 by Representative Hawkins and Hanshofsky. School safety, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair Latvala, Vice Chair McClain, with Andrade here, Ranking Member Williams, I know was here earlier. Thank you all for allowing me the honor to present HB 1421, School Safety Bill. And I appreciate your patience while I ran over here from Knott. In 2018, the legislature enacted the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Bill. School safety and security established the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission. Since that time, members, we do not have a school district that is in full compliance with what has been put into effect. This bill is to clarify and rectify that by looking at accountability and responsibility, mental health, training, extend the MSD commission, and look at the reunification process, but also look at those that make false claims. This bill has been influenced by the families, by law enforcement, my prime co-sponsor right here. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Rep. Hawkins. Are there questions on the bill? Representative Valdez, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And Representative Hawkins, can you maybe offline we can talk about what are some of the things that school districts are not compliant with yet, just to have an idea as to what's potentially missing?
I will phrase that as a question. Rep. Hawkins, in what areas are school districts not complying?
Mr. Chairman, Representative, I can tell you from speaking to law enforcement, I cannot tell you which schools or where they're not complying because we would not want the public to know that information.
Yeah. Any other, and I will tell you, Representative, there are some of that information we know, and there's some that they don't even tell us. Is there any other questions? There are four amendments. Representative Hawkins, you are recognized to explain Amendment 326253.
Mr. Chairman, would that be 353?
Yeah.
326.
326253.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that is the one that extends the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Commission's responsibilities and takes it to July 2026.
Yes, sir. Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there any public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, is there debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Hawkins, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close.
Seeing none, are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, show the amendment is adopted. Representative Hawkins, you are recognized to explain Amendment 411077.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In short, this is to notify students of the consequences of making a false claim or threat.
Are there questions of the amendment? Is there public testimony on the amendment? Is there debate? Representative Hawkins, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I wave close.
Is there any objection to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment is adopted. Representative Hawkins, you're recognized to explain Amendment 613483.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment is concerning training for law enforcement and those training based on the person's job description to be trained properly, such as de-escalation.
Are there questions on the amendment? Is there public testimony on the amendment? There is none. Is there debate on the amendment? There is none. Are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, show the amendment is adopted without objection. Representative Hawkins, you are recognized to explain Amendment 973573.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This just aligns our language with the Senate.
Are there questions of the amendment? Is there public testimony on the amendment? Is there debate on the amendment? Representative Hawkins, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I wave close.
Are there any objections to the amendment? Without objection, show the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. We are now in public testimony. Dr. Danielle Thomas, FSBA, waves in support. Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA, waves in support. Matthew Dunnigan, Florida Sheriff's Association, waves in support. Thank you for being here. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waves in support. Members, we're in debate. Is there any debate? Representative Arrington, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know Representative Hawkins was presenting another committee, so you missed the theme of today. So I just recommend during your close to say, go Knights.
Any other debate? Whip Andrade, you're recognized.
Representative Hawkins, I would encourage you and dare you to say go Gators instead.
Representative LaMarca.
You can just throw it all against the wall and say go Cowboys.
Any other debate? Representative Lupus.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the serious side of the room over here. I just wanted to publicly, Rep. Hawkins, I appreciate you bringing this bill, but Rep. Ostrowski, I just want to continue to thank you for your leadership on this issue. We're so blessed to have you in this chamber, and everything that you've stood for as mayor of Parkland, as a representative, is in this legislation. This will be your legacy. So thank you.
Representative Tripolsky in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to echo the sentiments of Representative Alupis and also add that it's really disappointing that there are schools that that are not in compliance with this. So many children and adults lost their lives that day. And not only to honor their lives and to save the lives of others, all the hard work that was put into this particular piece of legislation should have never been ignored. And I appreciate you both bringing this forward so we can continue to save lives. So thank you.
Any other debate? Well, I just want to publicly thank you, Representative Hawkins. I gave you an assignment. This bill is important to me because this issue is important to me, and you've worked very hard on it, and I just want to thank you, as well as Chris Sanchez. Thank you for your hard work, and Joanna Hassel and others in the education suite. You know, I've talked about the failures both of that day, February 14th, 2018, and what happened before and after of the failures that led to the murder of 17 innocent people. And some of those families have become friends of mine as a result of that. But those families, a lot of them, were friends of Representative Hemchovsky before that day happened. She was their mayor, she was their friend, and a lot of those victims she knew. And that's her legacy, and now hopefully Representative Hawkins, this will be your part of your legacy for the next 7 years that you're here. And hopefully every year, Representative Hemchovsky will ask you what you're going to be doing about school safety, because I expect her to do that. So with that, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would start with, this is really part of your legacy. You stepped up to the plate. You took a lot of heat for the items that were in that original bill, but you didn't let that deter you. We have not passed a school safety bill in the last 2 years. These families are owed this. None of them wanted the legacy of their children to be this. It's been a hard bill to carry at times. I've met the families, I've heard the stories. I cannot thank my prime co-sponsor enough, even though she had to tell me all about the events that day, because I was a county commissioner in Osceola County, and very sympathetic. I didn't live it like you did, but I live it now. When I met with these families, they talked about the tragedy of that day. I wanted to know the children. What were their hobbies? What were their habits? What did they want to be in life? And I found out most of them are the same age as my daughter, who's in her first year of college right now. And they should be enjoying that with those kids. But a murderer stopped that. And now we have school districts that don't want to follow what law enforcement experts and this past legislature have put in place. That day, there was people that said, not my job. Let's show them today, and when this goes on the House floor, that it's our job. We'll take care of them. I heard it said, you know, kids, children, our youth are 25% of our population, but they are 100% of our future. We must have full compliance from these school districts and make sure that they follow this. And there'll be other school safety bills to come along. And I know all of us wish we weren't here, but the reality is, this is what happens in our world now. But I am confident with the people I serve with in this legislature, we will take this up year after year and hold those accountable that have our children in their schools during the daytime, because they are our most precious gift for God. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to turn it over to my prime co-sponsor to say a few words also.
Representative Hemchovsky, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm going to start with thanking you for being a leader in this area, for I know you joke around sometimes in committee, but I hope people know how seriously you take these issues, how much to heart you take them. I know you were here in the aftermath of the shooting. I know people yelled at you in your office, and you understood their trauma, and you took it because you knew that they were in pain. None of this would be happening without your leadership and your commitment to making sure that all children in all schools remain safe. So I just want to first and foremost thank you. I want to thank the staff. I know when you're working in the aftermath of a trauma, it can be very emotionally taxing to hear the stories, and you have never once said, we don't want to touch this. You've been nothing other than helpful in moving this process along and really honoring the lives lost in that process. And I want to thank you for what you've had to go through in this process as well. I want to thank my colleagues who from day one have just been amazingly supportive on everything dealing from school safety to mental health. It is such an honor to be able to go back home and talk about issues. And so I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank the legislators who were back here in 2018 who took a vote of political courage. Not everybody found their courage that day, but the ones who did, I want to thank them for that. I would be remiss if I didn't mention there were three educators who ran toward gunfire or who were in the way of the gunfire to protect their students, and their lives were lost as well. And by bringing this up every year, by looking at improvements every year, there's a lot of mental health training involved in this as well. It's just making sure that we don't forget that we have to remain vigilant in keeping our schools safe. It's very easy to get comfortable, and this isn't to punish or not punish. This is just to make sure that this is in the forefront of people's minds so that our teachers, staff, everyone at the schools, including the children, remain safe. And I just want to thank you all for just being wonderful people and being so supportive of this always. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to thank the staff. They have been amazing walking us through this. And you have my commitment, sir, that every year I'm here, school safety will be the first thing I look at.
One last thing, Mr. Chair.
You know, you're not supposed to keep going back and forth.
I understand.
But, you know, I'll give you all a little leeway because you're freshmen.
And it was a late night last night. So I just want to thank Representative Hawkins. He takes this so seriously. He works so hard. He has taken input even from some of my colleagues who had concerns. He's listened to everybody, all the stakeholders, no matter where they were on things, and really worked to make this bill a really, really good bill and a bill that everybody can feel good about. So I just wanted to thank him for all his hard work. And go Knights.
Thank you, Rep. Hunchowski and Rep. Hawkins, for your close. Missy, please call the roll.
Representative Zalupas?
Yes.
Andrade? Harrington?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Barrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Harding? Hawkins?
Yes.
Hunchowski?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
Maney?
Yeah, yes.
Mariano? Yes. McClain?
Yes.
McCurdy? Morales?
Yes.
Cabulsi?
Yes.
Tuck? Yes. Valdez?
Yes.
Williams? Chair Latvala?
Yes. Members, by your vote, CS for CS for HB 1421 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. I'm proud of both of you. That concludes our work for today, but I just want to make a couple comments. I noticed, Representative Hawkins, you're still wearing the bracelet that our friend gave you a couple days after I gave you this assignment, so I'm very proud, and I know that he's watching. And you were talking about the staff, and I'll probably talk more about them next week, but it reminded me of something that I'll share with y'all, because Representative Hunchowski talked about the tragedy in 2018. You know, there was not a playbook of after what happened in 2018 when our very capable staff was trying to come up with the original school safety bill. And so I'll tell you a story. They literally, Joanna Hassel and Jason Fudge, who's her chief deputy, or the number two in the education suite, literally, and I did not know this until recently, they went back and looked at every school tragedy, every school shooting, going back to Columbine. And there's too many to name, but Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech, all of them, and pored over all of the reports and all the failures, everything that happened, day after day. Literally locked themselves in an office to come up with a solution on, you know, what would our school safety bill look like. But they first went back and looked at all these other tragedies throughout our country. And so they, and they were experiencing our own horror that happened in Florida. And then in a matter of a couple weeks, produced the bill that we ultimately passed that year. And so a lot of, you know, the things that we do in the Florida House and the Florida legislature would not be possible without people like Joanna that are the true definition of a servant and a public servant. Does anybody have any announcements or comments before we adjourn? Seeing none, Representative Tuck moves that we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.